Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 228, The Mind-Boggling BS of Health and Fitness, part 2, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. And I'm your narrator, Dr. Neil. Welcome to another edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best blogs covering health and fitness, just like an audiobook. Today's post is a continuation from yesterday. I read the first half in episode 227, and I'm finishing it up today, so if you're new here, I'd recommend checking out yesterday's episode first. And it's midweek, so it's time for an inspirational quote to get you over the hump. Quote, time and health are two precious assets that we don't recognize and appreciate until they have been depleted. Dennis Waitley. Now, before we hear part two, it's the last day of the month, which means we're doing a book giveaway in less than 24 hours. If you want to have a chance to win, you need to be on our weekly newsletter mailing list. It's really easy and free to join. Plus, you'll get some free tools from us for being part of it. Just come by oldpodcast.com and enter your email address. It's as simple as that. All right, enough from me. Let's hear part two of Nia's post as we optimize your life. The Mind-Boggling BS of Health and Fitness, part two, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. It worked for me, so it'll work for you. Just because someone had success with a particular diet or workout program doesn't mean it's the best option for you. As a personal example, I once did the whole paleo and low carb thing and made my spouse go along for the ride too, since I did most of the cooking, and ended up with a total cholesterol over 400. My spouse, on the other hand, was in the low 100s. We literally ate the same things, but my body responded drastically different. The lesson? Listen to your body and monitor what's going on. Change as needed. Do what works for you. One size fits all molds are BS. Know your body and be your own guru. The first rule of dieting. Tell everyone you're dieting. It seems women are constantly sold the idea that they should always be dieting, constantly be trying to lose fat or improve your shape. You should relentlessly try to prevent the aging process. You need to make your boobs perkier and your butts more voluminous. It's no surprise that food and dieting are popular topics of conversation. This is BS. Women don't have to constantly try to manipulate their appearance of their bodies. Men and women are more than a physical shape, age, or any other number or label. Numbers don't define you. You can choose to get off the carousel of diets and self-hatred. We can choose to eat well and move our bodies because it makes us feel good and to get stronger and to improve our health and quality of life. Fat loss and a more rounded backside, however, can just be side effects. You can look just like him or her. Let's get this out of the way. Another woman's or man's body is not your measuring stick. Anything promising to make your muscles, quote, long and lean, or says you can look like someone else is, once again, a heaping pile of fresh BS. You can't control your genetics, mostly, and you can't manipulate a muscle to make it, quote, long and lean. Your bones are a set length. The origins and insertions of your tendons can't be changed. And the quote lean part has to do with body fat. If you want to look lean, build muscle and lose body fat, period. There's no magical trick or program to make this happen. Proper progressive strength training and simple nutrition does the trick. Speaking of nutrition, the villain. Diets that blame a macronutrient like fat, protein, or carbohydrates, or a food group like dairy, for hindering your fat loss efforts is BS. Calories matter. Food quality is important. Moderation is possible. But there's no mysterious villain to blame for the rampant obesity problem, and looking for one is a waste of time. No one thing is to blame, and no one thing is the solution. Embrace your flaws. No, I refuse to embrace my flaws, and you should too, because normal physical features labeled as flaws are in fact not flaws at all. They're not to be embraced or disdained. They're normal. End of story. Trust everyone. Trust no one. It goes without saying that you shouldn't believe everything you read, but not everyone is a charlatan. Follow a few people who are experts in your areas of interest and learn from them. And keep an open mind and ask questions along the way. Now, there are mounds of additional BS, but hopefully you get the idea by now. The BS free zone. We called out some of the blatant BS in the realm of health and fitness. So now the question is, what should you do? Know this. 1. Shortcuts don't exist. 2. You can't alter your height, limb, or torso length, and most other characteristics determined by your genetics. It's not about trying to look like him or her. It's about being the best version of yourself. 3. Strict diets are not sustainable long term. 4. Exercise is not punishment. 5. BS gimmicks prey on your insecurities and even create new ones. 6. There is no magical pill, powder, or supplement. Your best bet is to eat real food with ample amounts of fruits and vegetables. Some of the finer details are up to you. 7. You don't have to be miserable or deprived. 8. Stick to the basics. Eat well, and for starters, perform 3 total body workouts per week. And 9. You'll reap far greater results doing the good things consistently than haphazardly doing something deemed perfect. Want to determine if something you overheard is BS? Run it through the 3S test. Is it S, simple? Is it sustainable? Is it sane? Those are the 3 important criteria a health and fitness regimen should meet, but they don't sell books or magazines or get lots of likes. If it sounds too good to be true or batshit bonkers crazy, it likely is. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled The Mind-Boggling BS of Health and Fitness by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I'm willing to bet that most of you listening to this right now know what P90X is, but many of you may not be aware of its history. P90X was around for a long time, and it didn't really start selling many copies until a certain event happened. Sales of the P90X DVD skyrocketed when their marketing team started to use testimonials. When they started using before and after pictures, people who said, I wasn't in shape before, but by following this program, look at me now, and they're muscular. Now, don't get me wrong. P90X is a wonderful program. It's relatively safe for most people. I've done it before. But the problem is, folks will believe that they will automatically look like those after pictures. But as Nia mentioned, everybody's different. The problem is, testimonials work really, really well. We tend to buy into it. Oh, if it worked for that person, it's going to work for me too. If I just follow what they're doing, I'll look that way too. And that's just not true. As Nia mentioned, your genetics play a huge role. And actually, the I did it and look, it worked for me, so it should work for you too, is what I've called anecdotal evidence. So for those of you longtime listeners of this podcast, I've talked about anecdotal evidence. It worked for me, therefore it'll work for you. That's dangerous advice. This is why we have studies, we have scientific data to show, well, what happens to most people, not just one person, but what happens to most people when they take the supplement or they do this workout? Then we start to get a picture of, okay, for most people, this is what they can expect. But otherwise, it's just anecdotal and it's pretty much worthless. Now, before I go, just a reminder, today is the last day to be entered into a raffle to win a book from us. The drawing is at midnight tonight, Pacific Standard Time. So if you want to be in this raffle, come by oldpodcast.com and enter your email address before tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening today and every day. Thank you so much for sharing this show with a friend or family member. I'll actually be back tomorrow with a post from JC Dean, a regular contributor. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.